Blog Talk Radio.
Their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say God has spoken. So let the church say. church. Let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. And then we get Jonathan Nelson. But hey, brothers and sisters, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful on this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I know we're thankful every day, but man, I am thankful today for God's Word. I'm thankful for how good he's been to us. I mean, when I tell you I'm thankful, today is a good day to be thankful. I'm thankful for everything that God has decreed and declared in our lives and for our lives. And we're going to open up. Anyone would like to have anything to say, I'm going to ask you to press 1. And we're going to look forward to you having a word to say on this thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. Anyway, hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Pastor, thank you for that prayer. And I'm thankful for the word of God. I'm thankful for another opportunity that I can get in God's word and study his word. It's like food for the soul. And the scripture I like to share, we've been talking about all week, about putting on the whole armor of God. So I'm going to read that from the King James and the 6th chapter, beginning with the 10th verse. Amen. So I'm thankful that we have the armor of God that we can put that on. Amen. As we go through life and put it like that. So reading from the King James. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen, amen. And I just love that because it gets us ready, you know, for battle. Amen. Because we are in a spiritual warfare. And I like it because, you know, a lot of times when you tell yourself you think you're angry with a person, you're not angry with that person. It's the spirit. So that's why I just love this scripture where it tells us to put on the whole armor of God because it makes us think and it makes us remember what the word of God is telling us to do. And we are equipped for battle. Amen. I believe in the Message Bible, it says we have an indispensable, which is the word of God. Amen. So thank you, Pastor, for teaching this lesson. And the more I hear it, the more I get out of it. So I'm thankful for the scripture.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone there?
Oh, good morning, God. Everyone.
Good morning.
I'm standing on my scripture. By his stripes I am healed.
Amen.
My ankle is healing, which, like I said, I'm standing on that because I know he's a healer. And
amen.
My verse, I love Psalms 121. To me, it's like you having a conversation with God.
Mm-hmm.
First it says, I will lift up my eyes until the heal cometh my help. Where
come
does my
now.
Help come from? My help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. And that's far as I could take it. But
I had
it in front of me. I read the whole thing because, I mean, it's just a conversation with God, and he's so good all the time, all the time. All the time he is good. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. That was Psalms 121, Evangelist Renee?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen. Now I'll read that for you then.
Thank you. Praise God.
You're welcome. All right. Amen. Psalms 121, beginning with the first verse, reading from the King James. Set my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Renee, and thank you, Pastor, for reading that scripture that Sister and Evangelist Renee quoted. That is such a blessing to have me and the Lord, a sister in the Lord, jump right on it. I tell you, I love it. I love it when the Bible says how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. See, that's unity right there. You know, I love it. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm
praise
just going to keep brakes on this thing, you know. But I'm now, y'all need to come on now and press one, because if not, I'm getting ready to go somewhere with this now. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm giving you an opportunity now. Press one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, praise God. As Pastor said, we've been talking about God's weapon. And let me tell you about a weapon that I discovered that's awesome. It's not in necessarily in Ephesians 6, but it is in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. And we're going to read that. Yesterday we were talking about what manner of love that the Father had bestowed upon us. Man, that kind of love caused us to be winners.
Yeah.
It's the love of God. That's a weapon, brothers and sisters. Indispensable. This weapon I'm talking about, love, is awesome. And it fits under the category of both. That would be defense and offense. All things work together for love. All things work together for the good. To those that love the Lord, it's because of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. See, if you love him, it works together for you. Okay, so in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, it reads like this. It says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for and the hope of salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. People sleep at night and get drunk at night, but not us. Since we're creatures of the day, let's act like it. Walk out into the daylight sober, dressed up in faith, love, and the hope of salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, these are weapons. Love is a weapon. Trust me. I ain't been able to put it all the way together, but God showed me. He said, love is a weapon. You got to use that. You got to use it. So, and use the same kind of God to put on us. He put this thing on this. The very nature of God. The very nature of God. In John 4, and 8, that means to be filled with that love. Some people call it agape, but I call it the God kind of love. Be filled with the God kind of love. It had never been like it should be taught, but we're going to begin to teach this. The church has never majored in it, in its teaching of creed. But listen, brothers and sisters, I want y'all to hear this. You can conceive of a body of believers filled with the life and nature of God. Can you see that? Can you see a bunch of folks filled with love? What's going to happen?
Amen.
There is no bickering. There is no doubt. There is no unbelief. And listen, brothers and sisters, if we can just conceive that, a whole body of believers filled with the life and nature of God, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
And yes, we understand Colossians 2, 9, and 10. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him ye are made full, or better way, complete, who is the head of all principalities and powers. So we are made full of the nature of God. Full of God is in us. That's what John 1 and 16 explains. It says, of his fullness we are received, and grace for grace. That's what's in us. God's grace. That's why we're able to love others. That's why we're able to do to others. A young lady asked me, she said, well, what is love? I said, you tell me, because there's so many components of love, and there's so many different variations, and there's so many different definitions, and depending on where you live at. So you tell me. And she plumbed on it. I said, but I will tell you this. I'm going to give you one word for love. And she said, okay. I said, God.
All right.
God, that's you know what love is? Love is God. It ain't mm-hmm. a feeling, man. Stop telling people, oh, I love you. No, you feel for them. Love is not mm-hmm. a feeling. Love is a decision.
All right.
That's what love is. And when you get the knowledge of love, you'll see it's a decision that, you know what, I'm going to do this, or I'm going along with this, or I care for this person. But love itself now is knowledge. Love itself mm-hmm. is God. So the Bible says, mm-hmm. what manner of love is this that the Father? What kind is it? It's his kind. It's the knowledge. In his kind, there is grace. There's an abundance of love. Of his own abundant nature, his life, have we all received. You don't believe this. 1 John, I'm going to have Pastor going to read it, because I'm not Mr. I ain't get carried away here. 1 John 4 and 16, Pastor, read that. Because that means we have received of his life. God is love.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right, 1 John 4 and 16.
1 John,
Okay. Reads from the King James. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen.
So you want to know what love is? God.
All right. Amen.
God. See, you got to go figure, God. Get into God. In the true God, the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God that told Moses, I am that I am. Get into God, and you're going to get into love.
Come on now, say that. Mm-hmm.
Then I heard him say, we abide, live in our daily walk. When you abide and you're living in, you're walking in, this life, this nature of God, the very nature of God, matter of fact, it will dominate you. It will rule you. See, when you began to let love rule you, you just went into a whole new atmosphere.
All right. Amen, amen.
See, we have to live in the realm of love. Love nature dominates our lives, just like Jesus in his earthly walk. Live in the realm of love.
Mm-hmm.
We read the 17 and 18th verse, Pastor. 1 John 4, 17, 18.
Okay. What'd you say? Oh, you said 17 and 18, correct, Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no,
hallelujah.
Praise God. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen, amen.
We have been delivered out of the power of darkness, brothers and sisters. Remember Colossians, what was that, 1 and 13? We've been delivered from fear. We've been delivered from the things of the world. We've been delivered. We've been translated into his kingdom of his son. I like to say we've been translated into love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The very nature of God has swallowed us up. The very nature of God has swallowed us up. Matter of fact, it dominates us so that we act like love babies. We act like love children. We act like love teenagers. We act like love adults.
All right.
It has no color. It has no culture. It has no none of this other stuff. See, love don't have prejudice. Love don't see things like the eyes of the human nature. See, that's what Satan messed up at, brother and sister. I should go back. But is it that late? Hallelujah. Something happened to that my timepiece here. But anyway, let me say this, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. I'm just excited, man. I'm excited about the fact that we are God's children. We are love babies. That's what
Thank
we are.
We're
separated. We're being clothed with love. When we walk out the house, we put on that armor of love. Preach, preacher.
Lord.
That's what you put on. You put on faith. You put on love. You put on your helmet. And listen, brothers and sisters, if you don't put on love, you're missing it.
Amen.
And I can take the 1 Corinthians, show you 13, and show you. You can have all that stuff and not have love. You have failed. That's not being condemned. That's not condemning anybody. I'm just telling you, giving you some pointers here. And that is... abide in love, man. Stay in this stuff. It works, man. It works.
Yes.
Love works.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
It works for whoever will. But why do you think the Bible says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only?
Okay, now. Yeah.
Yeah. 1 John 4:6 says, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. But he is not of God. He don't hear us. He don't even care about us. But this we know, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. People who don't want to walk in love, they're in the spirit of error. We are love. We have known love. We will listen to love.
Yes, yes.
Love is of God. It's a God thing, man. And everyone that loveth is begotten of God and knoweth God. I'm talking about the God kind of love.
All right. Yes,
now, with all the different Greek, Hebrew, Latin, Italian, English, and everything else, God is love, okay?
Yes.
That's the kind you want. It will trump all the others. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God.
Anyone else? Anyone else want to have some comments here? Because, I mean, this did good to me. I can't speak to nobody else, but when I think about the love that God has put on us, that same kind of stuff that create worlds, that same kind of stuff that gave man life.
Mm-hmm.
It restores. This love can restore us. I want you to know, man, the devil and all of his shenanigans have just robbed the body of Christ of that pure love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he want to attach it to everything. You can start with sex. He want to attach it to feelings. He want to attach it to, I care, but. See, love doesn't have any buts with it. I don't know if you know that or not.
Come on now, say it.
Yeah, it doesn't have any buts. The kind of God give us. This kind is from him. He see people saved. He see people set free. He see people delivered. He see us eyes. Not of the old, but of the new. That's why in John 13, 34, 33, 34, he gave us a new commandment. This commandment was to it's to love. That's what make us perfect. That's what make us glorious. That's what saved. That's what reached down and got you when you were, I don't know where you was headed to, but God reached down and got you, stopped you in your tracks. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then you realize you've been forgiven.
Thank
That's
you,
love,
God.
Man. When you done messed up and did something and God said, it's okay. I'm not giving you a pass, but I want you to know I love you just that much. Not to let
you
stay in sin. I love you that much not to hurt you, to let you hurt yourself.
Thank you, Lord.
That's how much you
can.
Okay, anyone else? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, if not, I'm going to see you all tomorrow.